Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 26th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 24 through 56. And I gotta tell you, I love reading narrative. This is just really exciting stuff. So, Lord, would you open our hearts and our minds to what you have to say to us through your lovely word today. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." In the 6th month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that the Lord would fulfill his promises to her." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, just as he promised our ancestors. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. And now let's turn over to the Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 133, a song of ascents of David. How good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. It is like precious oil poured on the head, running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down on the collar of his robe. It is as if the dew of Hermon were falling on Mount Zion, for there the Lord bestows his blessing, even life forevermore. And now let's move over to the book of Zechariah. Today we are reading Zechariah chapter 2. Then I looked up, and there before me was a man with a measuring line in his hand. I asked, "Where are you going?" He answered me, "To measure Jerusalem, to find out how wide and how long it is." When the angel who was speaking to me was leaving, another angel came to meet him and said to him, "Run, tell that young man, Jerusalem will be a city without walls because of the great number of people and animals in it. And I myself will be a wall of fire around it, declares the Lord, and I will be its glory within. Come, come, flee to the land of the north, declares the Lord, for I have scattered you to the four winds of heaven, declares the Lord. Come, Zion, escape, you who live in daughter Babylon, for this is what the Lord Almighty says. After the Glorious One has sent me against the nations that have plundered you, for whoever touches you touches the apple of his eye, I will surely raise my hand against them so that their slaves will plunder them. Then you will know that the Lord Almighty sent me. Shout and be glad, daughter Zion, for I am coming and I will live among you, declares the Lord. Many nations will be joined with the Lord in that day and will become my people. I will live among you, and you will know that the Lord Almighty has sent me to you. The Lord will inherit Judah as his portion in the Holy Land and will again choose Jerusalem. Be still before the Lord, all mankind, because he has roused himself from his holy dwelling. Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Today in the book of Zechariah, I came away a little confused and also a little bit like, haven't we just read this? Because so many similarities between the language here in Zechariah and the language in Revelation. And so I got out my ESV study Bible, and this is what it says. There are about 54 passages from Zechariah echoed in about 67 different places in the New Testament, with the lion's share of them found in the book of Revelation. So in other words, there are lots of these allusions in Zechariah that end up being seen again throughout the New Testament. I'm sure we'll dive into more about Zechariah tomorrow, but today is Missions Monday, and so I want to talk a little bit about the Oleg Turlock Ministry Beyond the Vineyards. Oleg is a dear friend of ours at Mountain Brook Baptist. He and I went with Allison Rice and Debbie Hicks and Sarah Hicks back in 2009 to Ukraine. He went with us on a mission trip to be our interpreter and also to preach there. And anyway, we have such fond memories of that. But Oleg has a ministry with his wife, Natasha. They were born in Moldova, and they continue to serve in Moldova and other Eastern European countries but they live in Canada. And so they go back and forth when they can. And their current initiatives are to serve women by teaching them profitable trades. Many teenage girls in the Eastern European countries have become prey to traffickers who are taking advantage of the COVID-19 related economic disaster. Some of their prayer requests are that we pray for the people who are caught in the web of human trafficking, that we pray for the expansion of their program in Moldova, and we pray that they would receive the financial support needed to bring this program to more women. So, would you pray with me? Father, thank you for Beyond the Vineyards, and thank you for Oleg and Natasha Turlock and their family. We pray your blessings over them today. We ask, Lord, that you would use their efforts to continue to take the gospel forward in Moldova and to the ends of the earth. Lord, sometimes we get in our own insulary world and we don't even think about those who are being abused around the globe. And so we ask forgiveness for that. And we ask, Lord, that you would protect the women who are vulnerable, especially to sex trafficking, that you would use programs like Beyond the Vineyards to help them have a profitable trade, like sewing or catering or whatever it might be. Lord, help us as a church to partner alongside in prayer and also through financial giving. And we pray, Lord, that during the pandemic, you would not allow the evil one to use this as an open door. Rather, you would close that door and that you would protect these women. And we pray it all in Jesus' name. Amen.